Raw Dog.
Yo. Do I sound normal?
Yeah. You have to tell people. You have to tell people what happened to you.
Okay. I mean, it's honestly not that big of a deal. I shouldn't say that, but yeah, yesterday I found out that my grandma died on my dad's side. My dad's mom.
That's not Nana. It's your grandma.
Not Nana. Not my trust fund. My grandma. Grandma Terry. She actually kind of.
How many grandmas do you have?
Now I have one, but I had two.
That's the average grandmas that people get, right? Oh no, so they can get four grandmas, can't they? Is that the most grandmas you can get? No, it's two, isn't it?
It depends. If you have like step parents, you can kind of have like step grandparents, but otherwise the max is two.
Right.
Yeah.
So now you're down to one.
Grandma Terry, I mean, she actually led a pretty amazing life. I've mentioned her on the show before. She invented a type of sex lotion, which kind of a lot of that family fortune came from.
Yeah.
She passed pretty quickly, which is good.
Right. Everybody on Ellis Mania is saying shout outs to Raw Dog's grandma.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the truth is we had a fairly complicated relationship. I wouldn't say I was incredibly close to her, but mainly, yeah. I mean, I got to be there for my dad and stuff.
Yeah. But she still is your dad's mom, right?
Yeah. There's kind of some shit buried there, honestly. But for a long time, my dad was in an orphanage.
What?
Because my grandma, like, either couldn't take care of him or didn't want to, or I don't... Yeah, I've never heard the complete story, but...
What?
Yeah.
That's not cool.
No, not cool.
What's all that about?
In general, she's always been kind of a distant person. I don't think she likes kids particularly. So, like, growing up, me and my sister, we didn't really have a close relationship. I remember one year, there was kind of a furor because for Christmas... she got us presents, and they were McDonald's toys. You know, the toys you get in, like, Happy Meals?
Yeah.
Just kind of unwrapped. She just kind of gave them to us.
Right, you were saying that's not going to hold up.
my dad wasn't happy about it.
Right, that she yeah. got... does she have money?
She's got a lot of money.
Oh. Yeah. She got you a McDonald's toy?
Yeah.
Did she give you the burger with it?
No, it was just the toy for the Happy Meal.
Do you think maybe there's something weird there, how you always eat McDonald's food now? And
what, do you think it came from that?
Yeah, maybe you've been waiting for your cheeseburger this whole time.
Please, Grandma, where is it?
No. Yeah, so you just keep going there now, getting the food instead of the toy, to see if you can fulfill the void of getting a McDonald's toy for Christmas off your millionaire grandma.
Anyway, I am ambivalent about it just because, you know, how do you feel about, somebody who, you know, was often sort of cruel to somebody you love so much. Like, she had a really tough relationship with my dad at times.
Yeah.
So I definitely got mixed feelings.
Well, she did die.
Yeah, she did.
So usually when they die, you gotta let it go.
I'm such a pussy. I had to walk home from the studio yesterday in the rain.
Yeah,
it was horrible. I was like gonna cry. It was so bad. Fucking walking.
You were gonna
in the rain.
Cry?
I wasn't really gonna cry, but like.
Did you find out that your grandma died before that?
No, I didn't.
You walked home in the rain, and then you found out.
And then I found out.
That sucks, dude.
Yeah.
You had a shit day yesterday.
It was. First, I got really, really wet and cold, and then my grandma died.
Man. Well, this show's dedicated to your grandma. Or would you rather dedicate it to yourself?
Let's dedicate it to my dad.
You're a man.
Yeah.
I like it, dude.
Yeah. And she really did kind of led an amazing life. She was an entrepreneur. And
what'd she do?
Yeah, no, she had, like, the sex products factory.
Yeah.
She made a ton of money from that. And she really, she lived the life she wanted to live.
What stuff did she sell?
Emotion lotion was her product.
Emotion lotion?
Yeah.
Millions?
Yeah.
How did she know about emotion lotion?
Like, some sort of chemistry connection.
She never researched lube?
It's some sort of different sort of lube. It's like a lube that like feels tingly, I think, when you use it.
How did she get into the lube game?
She'd always been kind of, I mean, just kind of a free spirit, definitely kind of part of, definitely like a hippie in the 60s and throwing some free love parties.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, by the way, Dad was around when he was like 12.
Oh. well, yeah.
Yeah.
Too young. But she was rumbling.
Yeah.
How long, how old?
86.
Dude, I'm sweet with that.
Yeah, and she had a long life.
Seriously. You get, if the girl can get me to 86, I'm cool. 86 is sweet.
That's a good age.
It's a great amount of time to be here.
It is. It gives you a lot of time.
It does.